Hey guys, Nubia here. Just wanted to come on here before this podcast gets started for a quick disclaimer. This podcast that you're about to hear right now with me and Cindy was actually recorded a while back, before, things got really intense with coronavirus and the protests that are happening now. So, yeah, I just wanted to come on here and give that quick disclaimer because, you hear me say that Cindy went to school and all that stuff, and obviously she's not going to school anymore. So, yeah, I just wanted to come on here and give you guys a quick disclaimer on that. So, other than that, enjoy this podcast.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the 5 Foot Pod. I'm your host, Nubia, and I'm the only host here today. Evelyn and Jackie are too busy and clearly don't care about this podcast as much as I do, so I'm the only one that's here right now. But, yeah, it's okay because today joining me is my other sister, Cindy. Cindy?
Hi.
Cindy is, how old are you, Cindy?
10.
Cindy is 10 years old. She's currently in third grade.
No, I'm in fourth.
Oh, she's in fourth
I
grade.
I was holding up four.
She's in fourth grade. Wow, when did you go to fourth grade?
This year.
I swear it was just like last year that you went first grade. Wow, you're growing up so fast.
You're weird.
So, Cindy's here with me today. We decided to record a little mini podcast with her. Yeah, because like I said, Evelyn and Jackie ditched us, so. Hi, Cindy, how are you?
Good.
You're good? Today is, what's today, Tuesday?
Yeah.
So you went to school today?
Yes.
How's school?
It was good.
It was good? Do you feel like you learned a lot in school?
Yeah, math was really easy today and fun.
Math? I never liked math in any grade.
Either.
What's your favorite subject?
Writing.
Wow, that was my favorite subject.
Everybody likes writing.
You know what? I believe that. I really do. Cindy, guys, she is the youngest sister, first of all. And then my brother's the smallest, but she's the youngest sister. And she loves to do art and, like, very creative stuff. Cindy, how did you discover this love for art that you had?
I don't know.
You don't know? You just kind of, like, started doing stuff one day and you were like, alright, cool, I like this.
Yeah, at the other house, I started collecting a bunch of garbage and
what? And what are you talking about?
Yeah, I got like bottle caps and like string, and then started connecting them. It was really weird.
Trash from where? Like our trash can?
Yeah, and then sometimes I went outside and looking for stuff.
What the fuck, guys? It doesn't get more Cindy than what she just said. Like if I put Cindy in a sentence, it would be what she just said: picking up trash to make art. Wow, that's amazing. By the way, guys, if you hear some noises in the background, me and Cindy are recording this on the bed in the room. We're not in the closet, which is our usual studio, quotes around studio. So if you hear noise in the back, like that was Jackie. But if you hear noises like that, that's them. But wow, collecting trash, making art. Wow, I did not know that, actually. Cool.
Yeah.
What's your favorite kind of art to make? Because I know you like coloring, but then you also like creating stuff like slime. I don't know. You like tracing stuff.
I like building
cutting stuff.
I like building stuff.
What do you mean, like building what? Like an example. Like what's one of your favorite pieces that you've done?
I did this. Here, let me bring it.
Okay, she's going to bring some art, I guess. You know, this is actually not that bad, you know, being a solo. No, actually, who the fuck am I kidding? I miss Evelyn and Jackie, too. It's just weird being by yourself. You know what I mean? Because you have to, like, when you have other people, you have people to bounce off of and talk to. And when you're by yourself, it's just kind of like, okay. You know? Like, there's no one to, like, save your awkward moments. Okay, guys. Cindy is back with this art. Wow, that's pretty cool. So what she's showing me here is like a flat piece of paper of like white construction paper that's covered in like orange, like
stars and dots
and pink and orange. Yeah, like stars and stuff. And then on top of it is like a 3D box type of thing with
like
one
stage.
Yeah, like a stage where one side is cut out. And then inside the box are like drawings of characters that look like my mom and dad, but they're not just drawn onto the box. They're like cut out and they're like standing up like 3D. So, oh yeah, and it says like I love you in Spanish. Wow, yeah. So Cindy, I wish you guys could see this, because this is literally what Cindy does all day. She like builds stuff out of nothing, like
you
trash. Could, yeah, like she said trash. Yeah, like literally, it's Cindy should have been in the fucking Toy Story 4 because she could have made Forky. Trash. If you give her like a piece of paper and a string, she will make like a fucking like
frog.
Yeah, she'll make like a fucking frog out of it. But yeah, wow, that's cool. This is your favorite piece or one of them?
Yeah.
What did you give this for? Like Valentine's Day or what?
I usually just like giving stuff to mom and dad to show that like I love them and stuff.
Oh, wow. Beautiful, Cindy. Wow. Yeah, she loves creating stuff for people. And she also loves like following drawing tutorials.
Oh, yeah, I have a book over there.
Yeah, she has like a whole book that like my boyfriend for what, Christmas?
No, my birthday.
Oh, yeah, for her birthday. Got her like a book that's just like blank paper. And then like
sheets.
Yeah, and then like a box that comes with like markers, colored pencils and stuff like that. And she literally just like uses all that and then plays videos on YouTube and like traces everything that the person on the video does. It's really cool and it's kind of crazy because they actually come out really good. Do you realize that you're good at it, Cindy?
No.
No? Wow, interesting. Because I feel like if that was me, the reason I would keep drawing stuff and doing stuff is because I would be like, oh, I'm good at this. Do you not think that? Or are you just kind of like, you just do it?
I do think it sometimes, but sometimes I just do it for fun.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's amazing. I wish I had... Yeah, out of all of us, Cindy's definitely the most creative one for, like, everything. So, wow, good job, Cindy.
Okay.
I'm glad you have a hobby.
This is my second favorite drawing.
Yeah, this drawing that she has right here, she says this is her second favorite. It's literally, like, again, a blank sheet of paper, but it's all colored blue. And then there's, like, three dolphins, a fish, a stingray, and then a turtle swimming around. And then, like, some seaweed at the bottom. So it's, like, the ocean. And it looks really cool. I wish I could draw. I think I could draw pretty decently.
Yeah.
I think out of all the sisters, I think I'm next after Cindy for good drawers.
And then Evelyn. And then Jackie's last.
Yeah, Evelyn's pretty good at, like... Also kind of, like, creating stuff, but much more, like, not... Cindy's very good at making things and doing stuff, but, like, creatively, like, out of her own head or, like, out of nothing. And Evelyn's just good at doing stuff if you give her, like, instructions or if you give her something to do.
Like, make, like, a 3D duck.
Yeah.
She does it.
Yeah, and, like, Evelyn's very good at following instructions and very good with her hands.
Making a bracelet out of...
Yeah.
Out of caps.
Yeah, just things that, like, she could follow instructions on and stuff. But Cindy's just good at, like, doing whatever, whenever kind of thing. Yeah, I wonder where you got that from. Because, no, actually, no. I think Dad's really good at drawing. I think if I remember correctly, he used to draw really good. I haven't seen him draw in a long time, but he's actually really good. Because I definitely don't think it comes from Mom.
Mm-mm. I can say that she doesn't come out from...
Yeah, I think it comes from Dad, but...
Mom comes out, like, from a stick figure.
Yeah, yeah. And even those are, like, terrible. It's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, today... Sorry, guys. I just died for, two seconds. Today, you had one of your spirit weeks, right, Cindy?
Yeah.
Yeah, so... I'm sure you guys probably know what this is, but... Schools have, like, spirit weeks where, like, each day of the week is dedicated to, like, a certain theme.
It mostly happens, like, during a Christmas and stuff, like Halloween.
Yeah, yeah, so, like...
Like, Valentine's Day, Halloween. We mostly do it on Christmas, so...
Yeah, yeah, so it's basically, like, each day is dedicated to something. Like, if it happens during, like...
Last year, on Monday, we had, you had to be, like, Santa Claus, and then an elf, and then a present.
Yeah, yeah, for, like, the Christmas season. Yeah, so this week Cindy has Spirit Week.
Of Dr. Seuss.
Oh, Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, Dr. Seuss.
Well, that's cool. So today was going dressed as like what you want to be when you grow up or something?
Yeah.
And Cindy, would you like to tell people what you chose to dress like?
I chose to be an army.
Yeah, she decided to dress up like a soldier or like someone in the army. So she wore like green, like dark green shorts with like a belt and then a black shirt. So just very like army-ish and like a bun.
Yeah, the bun in the middle, because that girls don't really wear the bun in top.
Yeah, yeah.
They only wear it right there because they have to put their hat on.
Dang, are you guys hearing this? She's only like, how old are you again?
10.
She's only 10 and she already knows this. That's amazing. So is this some, well, actually, yeah, I know this. Cindy said that this is something that she's considering being like joining the army, right?
Yeah.
Or being, what, an art teacher, I think?
I was thinking if I don't be in the army, you know how I like to like draw and write?
Yeah.
I was thinking I can make like a book person because you can like draw the pictures and then write at the same time.
Oh, like be an author? Like where you write books? Like those long chapter books or like books with pictures like for kids and stuff?
Yeah, books with like pictures and kids.
I never thought of that, but Cindy, that's literally like the perfect job for you.
Yeah, because I like writing and drawing.
Yeah, exactly. And you're really good at drawing too, so you could literally like illustrate your own books. And you like writing, so you could like write your own books. Wow, I've never thought of that. That's amazing. That's literally like the perfect career for you.
I think if I do that, my first book is gonna be about like showing respect and kind.
Aww. That'd be cool. I think it's for me, it's hard to like think of how I would make that into like a fun book, you know, with like pictures and stuff. But I feel like if anyone can do it, it would be you, where you could write a book about, like, having manners and all that stuff, but it would still be fun to read.
It'd be like, burp, excuse me.
Excuse me. Yeah.
Because a lot of people in my class don't have manners at all.
Oh, trust, a lot of adults don't have manners. It's kind of ridiculous.
Leo, he farts and burps all the time. He doesn't say, sorry, excuse me, or anything.
Wow, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys, please, if you're listening out there and you're young and you have kids or you don't have kids yet, please show some manners to your kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't let your kid be a Leo. Okay. So what did the other kids in your class dress like?
Jettis is dressed up as an artist. She got like a white shirt and then started like drew on it, like with paint. And then Angelina was a nurse. I was really shocked because she was wearing her mom's clothes.
What?
Angelina's like this tall. Mm-hmm. And then she said her mom was like,
pfft. So her mom and her are like the same size?
No, I think Angelina's taller.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
And how old is she? Like 12?
No, Angelina's like 9. She's.
You're telling me her mom's shorter than her?
Yeah. She showed me a picture of her against her. I was like,
what the heck? That's crazy. That'd probably be me with my kids. But, wow, so lots of kids had, like, some pretty good career choices. That's good to hear. Wow. Did your teacher dress up as anything? Or I guess she's already a teacher.
Teacher. That's yeah, who she is. Today we had a really bad. Miss O'Neill got mad at us.
Why?
Because Ray, I think he's going to move classes.
Why?
Because Miss O'Neill's, like, very sensitive and, like, she gets, like, very worried for, like, if we step, like, on a piece of, like, a banana, she's gonna be like, oh my god, are you okay?
That's funny.
Yeah, she's...
She's very concerned for you guys.
And then, today, she was like, no running or doing anything. Because that's how she is. So, Ray, he doesn't follow any rules. He went running, and then Drake was, like, behind him, and then Drake turned around, and then Ray turned around, and he went...
But it was he like face planted into the floor
with his forehead and it hit Drake in the face, so that made his nose bleed, and then his mouth started spitting out blood, and then there's like 2 cuts here.
What the heck?
It was bad, and then blood was on his table on the floor, and it was so gross.
Wow, that's crazy. What the heck?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I hope Miss O'Neill is okay. She seems like she'd be freaking out if that happened.
She was. She was like, oh my god.
Well, she's young too. Yeah. Isn't it like, was she like a new teacher? Has she been teaching for a while?
No. This is her first year.
Oh, see, that's probably why.
Because last year, she was with this guy. His name was Mr. Burt.
But she was like a teacher's assistant?
Yes, but he got kicked out because he wasn't teaching like none of the class. Oh. So when he got kicked out, they're like, hey, do you want to be a teacher for the other students? She was like,
wow, that's cool. Yeah, so that's probably why she's all worried, because it's like her first year. It's her first time with the kiddos
last
by herself.
Year, she only worked like 2 months.
Well, I hope she's okay.
She's really fun.
She sounds fun. I saw her. She looks cool. So, is Spirit Week the rest of this week?
Yeah.
What are the other days?
Yesterday was wearing your most colorful outfit, which I didn't do. I should have done that.
That was so easy. You could have worn, like, random bright colors.
I should have, because I have this skirt that has a bunch of colors, and then I have a shirt. And I just realized that. And then today was, like, what you want to be when you grow up tomorrow. I'm going to wear these.
She's going to go pick something up. Wait, what's tomorrow?
Wear the weird long socks.
Wear weird socks? That's what the thing is? What the heck?
So I'm going to wear Christmas socks because it's not Christmas.
Will they be able to see them, though?
Yeah, because they're long, and now I'm going to wear these.
Oh, that's funny.
And then I might wear shorts so they can see it.
And then what's after that?
Oh, you get to match with the twin, thing one, thing two.
Are you gonna match with your friend?
Yeah, I think Genesis wants to do it with me. Dietsy wants to do it with me and Victoria. And I was like,
wow, you're popular.
Quad triplets.
Yeah, why not?
I know, right? I think we should be a unicorn.
That'd be funny. Yeah. And then there's Friday.
Guess what it is? It's.
Is it like. Wait, is it something crazy? So is it. Wait, yes. Okay, is it something like really wild?
It sort of. It's really fun. This is like mostly the favorite day I like do, like for all the spirit weeks.
Is it crazy hair day?
No.
But you said the whole week was like Dr. Seuss themed? Is it like dressed like a who person? Mm-hmm. Does it have to do with your hair?
It's not about like Dr. Seuss, but they just do it. I don't know why.
Oh.
It starts with the P.
Pick your favorite color? I don't know.
No.
I give up.
It's pajama day.
Oh my god, are you serious?
Yeah.
They literally always include that one.
Yeah.
But it's honestly probably one of the best ones.
They only do it on Friday.
Yeah. That's probably one of the best ones. I really like pajama days.
I'm gonna wear my unicorn outfit and then my pantuflas.
Wow, well, that'll be fun. You have your PJs set?
Yeah.
So do you literally just wake up out of bed and be like, all right, let's go?
Yeah, I just do my hand and go, let's go.
Wow, that's great.
I'm gonna bring my pantuflas.
That'll be fun. I remember when I used to have spirit weeks. Those were pretty fun.
Miss O'Neill's, she's gonna wear pajama days too. That's last time we had it, she wore shorts and then like a long sleeve, and I was like,
that's funny.
And then her slippers were really funny because they're like apples in the front, and then the whole thing was like a pencil.
What the heck?
Yeah, it was really weird.
That's funny. Well, that's great.
Guess what she was on Halloween? Everybody started laughing.
What she was for Halloween? Was it something funny or scary?
Yeah, it was something funny. It's a girl, and she's so annoying. I hate her so much.
A girl?
Mm-hmm. She's a YouTube channel.
Was she fucking JoJo Siwa?
Yeah. Oh my god, Nimi, it was horrible.
Don't like JoJo Siwa?
No, she's annoying.
Oh my god. And she was JoJo Siwa for Halloween?
She had the freaking ponytail on the side right there. And then she had a bow. And then her shoes.
That's so funny.
She had like shoes, and then she put a bow on it because some shoes of hers have bow. It was horrible. And she wore a skirt too.
That's funny. So people showed up to the class, and everyone was just like, what the heck?
Yeah.
What did she say? Did she say anything?
She was like, can you guess who we, you are? And then Ray said, was like, are you a hamburger? I was like,
oh,
does it look like she's a hamburger?
What the heck?
No, nobody could guess. I said she looked like a student.
Oh, I could see that. Like a little, like kindergartner or just like a student.
Yeah.
Did she have a backpack on?
Yeah.
Then yeah. Yeah, I would get, that was a good guess.
And then she was like, no. And we all said, we're all like, what are you are? She was like, and then this is what she did. Okay, she bent down, bent the desk, and then she was like, hi, guys. And
then she was like, I'm JoJo Siwa. Like the JoJo Siwa intro?
I don't like her. She's like a brat.
Wow.
And guess what? I figured out her hairline. The reason why she always does her ponytails like right here is because her hairline starts here and it goes.
What?
It's like,
what are you talking about?
I was looking up, why is JoJo's ponytail like always like on the side? And it was like,
yeah. Because I thought it was just because that was her thing. That's like her signature.
And she was, because my name, I pushed on this video, I was like, the reason why JoJo Siwa's ponytail is always on the side because her hairline is like diagonal. And I was like,
what? Wow, the more you learn. I did not know that.
Today's Victoria's hairline was weird.
Wow.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. Today, Isaac kissed Victoria in front of us.
Wow.
And it was really awkward at lunch. That's what he did. Okay, come here.
And no thanks. You could just tell me.
Okay, I'm Isaac and you're Victoria, right?
Okay.
They're dating, right? And then right. This is Isaac.
She just put her hand on my leg and made me very uncomfortable.
Yeah. And then Isaac loves squishing her butt.
Aren't you guys like 5?
Victoria's 12. He's 9.
He's 9? Yeah. What? What is happening? I don't understand. Yeah. All right, well, thanks, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Wow, we actually did this for 21 minutes.
Oh.
I'm surprised. Well, guys, that was Cindy. Thanks for joining us today, Cindy, when my other sisters bailed on us.
Yeah. They don't care about the
money. Yeah, they don't care. I'm just going to fire them and just have Cindy as my co-host.
They only care about the money.
That's fucking right, Cindy. You know, I like you. You're hired. I'm going to fire the other two. Welcome to the 5 Foot Podcast with your host, Noopy and Cindy.
Hi.
What? Okay, well, thanks for tuning in, guys. That was my little sister, Cindy. Let me know if you guys liked her or if you hated her. I will never bring her on here again.
That's rude. You just said you would kick everybody out.
But if you did like her, let me know and we'll bring her on more podcasts. Thanks, Cindy, for joining us and for sharing some of your fun stories.
You're welcome.
All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.
Bye.